Hello, everybody. My name is Jake Hollis, and I'm coming to you from Pennsylvania today. And I recently picked up an MSI Wind netbook at the beginning of the year. And what's really, really neat about it is that it has the Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard operating system installed. And how that happened was I was looking for a machine for work because my laptop is dying out and I wanted something small to take around that would last a decent amount of the day. And I was looking between the MSI Wind and I think the Samsung NC10 it was, looking at a decent battery life. And if I picked up the 9-cell battery for the MSI, it would have about the same as the Samsung. I'd probably get about 4 or 5 hours out of it. Maybe a little bit more. I haven't really tested it yet to see how many hours. But what really hooked me was people on the forums were installing Windows and Linux, and that's nothing new, but somebody figured out how to put Mac on there, and they called it a Hackintosh. And unfortunately, Apple has not released a netbook yet. I think they should. I think it would be a really, really good seller. It would be nice to have a Mac, like a dedicated Mac netbook. But I looked at how to install this, and you need an external DVD drive, and you have to go through different things with BIOS, and I just didn't want to deal with it. Having somebody read me the screen, I wanted to try to do things myself as much as I can, so looked on eBay, and seller had a system with Windows, Mac, and Linux installed for about $600, and he was willing to speak with me over the phone and get it configured, getting usernames and passwords set up, making sure I'm the administrator account in Windows, making sure the Linux Orca screen reader starts up, so I went ahead and picked it up, and it's working pretty well so far. I'd just like to quickly show how responsive it is in Mac and Windows. So let's start off with Mac. First of all, I'm going to hit the on button here, of course, and it comes up with a little boot menu, and it says press enter to choose your operating system. So I'm going to do that, and I set it to 99 seconds to be able to choose. You could go into the Mac and edit a file. It's set for 5 seconds by default, and that's not enough time, I don't think. And it's on Mac now. If I up arrow, it's on Windows. And the menus don't wrap, which is neat. So if I up arrow again, it would stay on Windows. And, of course, down arrowing from Mac is Linux. So let's hit enter on Mac. And now not everything works. Since this is a hack, not everything works. So it starts off coming out of the netbook speaker. But there's an application called Switch to Headphones. If I run that, it would switch to headphones. And I have it hooked up to my mixer now, so it'll switch over to the mixer. But and the seller also included a copy of Leopard, a legal copy of Leopard. And so that's nice to have. I have an external DVD drive, and there's some programs that you can get to read different files on the Mac DVD, so I was able to get the Alex voice off of the Mac DVD and put it on the netbook. By default, it does not come with that installed. It starts off with one of the older voices from Tiger, I think. But VoiceOver does still work when you start up the Mac. It asks you if you want to start VoiceOver. So I'm in my Finder window here. And as you can hear, it's coming out of the speaker, so I'm going to press SW. For switch to headphones, press Command Open. Command is the Alt key. The Windows key is Option, and the Control key is Control on this netbook. And that's how it would be if you hooked up a PC keyboard as well.
Finder Window and Mac here OS I am. 10 Table.
I'm right in the back in the Finder window, and it's coming through my mixer. So there's a wireless utility here.
Real table. Realtek WLAN client utility.
It's also opened up. The wireless card works. So anyhow, what doesn't work is the microphone and the webcam, but I don't think that's a big deal. And what's nice Finder. Is people are working on these things. Somebody just released the wireless
Window.
Card
Mac OS.
Compatibility recently. So it's still being worked on, which is a really cool thing. And you know what? I want some Braille, so I'm going to go ahead and disconnect my Focus 40 from my desktop here. And What's neat about the Mac is if you hook up a Braille display, any Braille display, I suppose, it will make a sound, and Braille's boom, right there. It knows that it's a Focus 40. It has specific commands for the whiz wheels and the different buttons. If I go into keyboard help here with the voiceover keys, command option plus K.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to control.
I just hit the control key to stop speech. If I hit the left whiz wheel up.
Left whiz wheel up. Up. Move voiceover cursor up to nearest item.
This is also written
right
on the Braille display.
Right. Move voiceover cursor right to nearest item.
So, that's pretty neat. The keys do different things.
Escape.
As well.
Stopping keyboard help.
Now, I want to start iChat. I wonder if that's on the dock. I don't know much about Mac yet, but I've started learning. I haven't messed with the dock, but I'm going to press D on the Braille keyboard here.
Finder running.
And we're on the dock. And it says Finder running. And there's a... Oh, it lists all the applications on the display. Dashboard, Mail, Safari. And if I right arrow...
Dashboard.
Dashboard gets highlighted.
Mail, Safari, iChat.
There's iChat. I'm going to open that. Let's see. I have an AOL Instant Messenger account configured for it. I think if I hit enter.
Finder, table.
We're going to open up iChat. Yes, it does.
iChat,
it's going to put me.
Window, AI and buddy list.
It says connecting on the display.
Selection, pop up.
It's going to put me right on my buddy list. Oh, maybe it's not. I think it puts me
buddy list table. No selection.
Oh, there it is.
Buddy
just
list
a few
table.
Seconds.
No selection.
Now, let's see. I have a friend here. Who's F? Starts with F, so let's hit F.
Row 5. F row 6. I like row 5. F row 4. Row 5. F209 available.
There
it is. F209 available. F209's buddy picture image.
And it says he's available. And if I tab here, I can also use the voiceover keys to move around, but let's try regular keyboard commands.
Add buddy or group button. Text chat button. Current buddy picture button. Buddy list table 1 row selected.
I wanted to. Now it's playing, playing sounds, and what's neat is if you're on the left top left of the screen, let's go there.
Oh. Close button.
The sound is on the left speaker, and
minimize button.
It pans around. Now, last time when I tried, when
scan,
I went down to the right,
audio chat,
it wasn't
video
on
chat,
the
dim button, text chat button.
It wasn't on the right speaker, but let's see if it is now.
Screen share,
it is.
Screen sharing, dim button.
So that's neat. You know that when you're at part of the screen. By the sound there. And that's a pretty neat thing to know, especially if you're not familiar with this like I am. But let's quit iChat with Command Q.
Finder.
And boom,
window,
right
Mac
back
OS.
In the Finder. I have to say, this is very responsive, even on this netbook. And I can't even imagine how fast it must be with the faster processors and RAM on a normal Mac, regular Mac. What else do I want to run here? You can go into the VoiceOver utility and customize the Braille display keys, which I think is pretty neat. Let's hit VoiceOver F8.
Opening table.
And it's going to open the VoiceOver utility.
Visuals. Numpad.
Now if I down arrow.
Braille.
To Braille. Got a tab.
Display. Selected tab. One of two.
There's a tab here. I'm going to right arrow.
Input tab.
Hit space.
Two of two.
Like this.
Input,
and if I hit
selected tab,
tab
two
again.
Two. Braille input commands. Table. No selection. Row one. Braille display keys, left panning, command, left, pop-up button.
And the left panning key is command left. But what if I don't want it to be that? I hit space.
Braille input commands, table, right, check mark, left.
It's command plus left or
right.
Down arrow. It said right,
up, down, interact with item.
I could set it to interact or not interact with item, like tables or HTML.
Stop interacting with item. Perform action.
I guess that's sort of like a mouse click for the voiceover.
Click mouse.
Oh, there's click mouse.
Primary router keys. Primary status router keys.
That's referring to the cursor routing buttons.
Announcement history.
Announcement history, voiceover, announcements, messages.
Toggle contracted braille.
You could have grade 1 or 2.
Toggle using dot 7 and 8 to indicate cursor position.
Grade 2, turning off the cursor there.
Application chooser menu. Bottom most visible item. Bottom most item.
A lot.
Commands menu.
As you can hear.
Contextual menu. Current select. Cursor track. Decrease.
And decrease.
Desktop.
Like
dock. Down. Echo. Is. Find.
So
previous search text.
Escape out of here.
Braille input commands. Table.
But you could even combine the different keys like the left pan plus one of these shift buttons or select buttons. And that's a lot of different commands you can really, really customize here. And I'll tell you, I have not seen that in Windows. Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. If that's in JAWS or Windows, please let me know. But
row one, Braille display keys.
Very efficient left. Way to move around without having your hands on the keyboard is to just customize all these Braille display keys, which I might do in the future. I'm going to hit
Finder
Command and Q to get out of here. Now, if I close this Finder window, I'm on the desktop.
Mac OS 10 selected.
All I have on the desktop is Mac OS 10.
Windows XP selected.
And Windows XP. The Mac can read files on the Windows drive, but it can't write, unfortunately. I hope maybe there's a program that can do that. But actually, I'm going to shut down and go into Windows now. So I'm going to press the power button on the netbook.
Login
and it brings
window.
Me a dialog.
System dial. Sleep. Cancel. Shut down.
Now, I want to shut down. It's better to shut down because if you click on restart, sometimes it just shuts down and the
shutting down.
Netbook is still running. The fan is still running, but the hard drive is closed. It's shut down. So if I shut down instead of restart, and oh, that's what it did. I can feel the fan here. So I'm going to actually hold down the power button myself, and it doesn't hurt the machine. It'll just close it down. You hear a little click. And but sometimes the Mac does restart and take you back to the boot menu. Sometimes it does what it did there. Sometimes it actually shuts down. Like I said, it's a hack. You've got to sort of deal with what you have. It's not going to be perfect. But for what it does, I think it's a pretty good investment. A lot of other places are offering netbooks a lot cheaper. But like I said, this particular seller was willing to help me out. And I know there's other sellers on eBay that are selling these machines. Or you could even customize it yourself if you have the know-how. Pick up an MSI Win, read on it, get a thing of Leopard, and there you go. We're going to boot up in the Windows, and it boots up pretty quick. And I went in there, and I tweaked some settings for a pretty fast performance, and boom, we're in Windows. I just want to demonstrate how Microsoft Word responds. I know a lot of people said that it doesn't respond that well. I have Office 2003 still installed. I don't know if that makes a difference. And I forgot to disconnect the Braille display, but that's all right. We're going to have Braille.
Ready.
And
desktop, folder Braille, the desktop. My network places. My computer.
And normal Windows, just like any other laptop or desktop. Nothing different, even though it's running on a netbook. At least not that I've seen. Let's press
Alt-Control-2.
Oops. Alt-Control.
Alt-Control-W.
This keyboard is a little funny. It's to get used to. The keys are pretty comfortable
document
to press.
Microsoft Word, edit.
In fact, they're pretty big. They're not full. It's not a full-size keyboard like you'd get on a laptop or a desktop. And, for example, the
keyboard help on.
Up and down arrow are here.
Down arrow.
Left
arrow,
and right,
right
arrow.
Arrow.
But for page up and page down, you'd press the FN key.
Page up, send, page down, home, send, end, send, and end.
Page command. Up, page down, home, and end.
Keyboard help off.
So anyhow, we're in Word. Let's type in
H-E-L-L-O.
Quick.
H-E-L-L-O.
Hello.
Comma, space, T-A-I-S, I-S, space, T-E-S-T-O-F-T-A-E.
This is a test
space,
of the MSI.
Space, M-S-I. Space, space, U-S-I-N-G, space, A-A-C. Comma, space, W-I-N-D-O-S-S-A-N-D-L-I-N-U-X. Comma, comma, period. Enter.
Take a few blank lines here. That's up arrow.
Land. Hello, this is a test of the MSI Win using Mac, Windows, and Linux.
It's pretty responsive, as you can see.
Land.
For my word processing,
four, Microsoft Office Word app,
at least
if
I'm reading anyway,
space.
I mostly use Notepad or WordPad. But it's pretty good. So now,
tab, running applications, taskbar.
We're back
tab,
on the
system tray updates are ready for your tab.
Oh, updates are ready for my computer. I'll have to take a look at that.
Tab, desktop,
but we're back on the desktop, and if I close the machine, it'll stand by, and let's hope it does it, because last time I was trying this, it didn't do it. But when it does do it, it's really fast. Let's hit the power button, actually, and
dialogue,
choose
standby.
And you'll hear the
Windows logon.
Click. You should hear a click. You know, this did this last time, too, and I'm not sure why. Oh, wait. I take that back. It just went into standby. It just happened to be when I disconnected the Braille display, but, so, normally, yes, it does take a few seconds, to shut down. It's pretty quick. Let's open it up again, hitting the power button. And we're going to be back on the desktop.
Start button. Tab, running applications, running.
And, with most of my other machines, you know, it takes a few more seconds to start
wireless
up.
Network connection is now connected.
But I guess that's what these netbooks are made for. They're made for speed, at least when shutting down and starting up. So that's about it, I guess, for today. Everything does work on this machine. What I'm trying to say, I guess, is no system interferes with another one. For example, you won't have any Mac stuff in Windows or anything like that. And it's a pretty good way to get a nice little customized system. Putting all these three on here is sort of like a little dream machine, I guess you could say. And I think this is actually going to replace my laptop for now anyway. And I hope you enjoyed listening. If you'd like to email me with any questions at all, you can contact me at pellisj@duq.edu. That's pellisj@duq.edu. And I hope everybody enjoyed this little review of a Hackintosh netbook. And have a good day, and thanks for listening.